Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How in the world could the NBA, NHL both take Father's Day off in the midst of championship series? Isn't that a missed opportunity for one or both leagues to attract the biggest audience? And which game was more entertaining, Friday night's NBA final or Saturday's Stanley Cup one?
Okay, I don't really care how many people watch either final. I don't think that TV ratings have to be high for me to enjoy either the Stanley Cup final or the NBA finals. So you're going to hear all those things about TV ratings being historically low. But I really could care less. Or could not care less. But still, this was a missed opportunity, though. This was a missed opportunity by both leagues. You have a built-in audience already on their couches from the U.S. Open that took forever, and went into the night, and then you're right there. One or the other could take the day off, but both makes no sense. So tonight we've got the Pacers in OKC, and tomorrow we've got hockey. And I think they both missed an opportunity for a Father's Day audience gathered around the television sets already to get those eyeballs on those games. Now, which one was better over the weekend? Well, the Pacers were outpacered. They had the lead, and then they blew it. They blew it at home. And I thought they were in Indiana, and that was going to be special and all those things. Reggie Miller was there. Everybody was there. Was John Mellencamp there? I don't know. Pat McAfee probably was there. But the Pacers didn't bring their fourth quarter poise, and they were outpacered because SGA was the MVP. So I didn't like that outcome, and that game was okay. But Saturday night was worse. Friday night was bad. Saturday night was worse because Brad Marchand, with the most punchable face in hockey, he did not look 37 years old. He brings the Panthers back. Now they're on the brink of winning and celebrating tomorrow night. The cup will be in the building, and I hate those words because it looks like they're going to repeat.
Shame on somebody for not playing, and I'm going to say the shame on is probably the NHL. I think they probably could have delayed it one more day. They didn't have, and Saturday night I don't think is a great night for sports, especially in the summertime. we're in June now, so Saturday nights in June and July, I don't think you're getting a huge TV audience, so I think they definitely missed the opportunity. And yeah, I got back home right around tip-off of that game for the NBA Finals, and I thought, wow, the Pacers are going to put the Thunder on the brink. And then SGA woke up, and the Thunder woke up, and they were able to steal game four.
That's
and now, now the Thunder are 9-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a wasted opportunity. It really is, because of the fact that the ratings aren't very good. You've got sort of a you've got an audience that is kind of locked in there. I get it. The golf went later, but it would have been great to turn on. Our baseball teams in Chicago played early. it would have been great to watch a game last night. It would have been a good time to do so as you're winding down your day. A lot of people out, a lot of people having fun. Had a great day myself, and I hope everyone else did. It's just great to be with the family and just share some time with the kids. It was wonderful, and I love those. I love both these series. I think that the hockey is the kind of thing you don't want to miss, but because they're the three overtime games, but it stinks that the other two games were blowout wins for Florida.
I know.
I'm just not a fan of that team.
No.
And your
what is it about
your
them?
Favorite player is going to win the MVP, the Conn Smythe, and I don't know. I don't know how
you think Marchand's going to be the Conn Smythe.
I think he's scoring these huge goals. He's scoring big goals, David.
I'm not
promoting it. I'm just telling you. I think it's going to happen, and I'm sure that's going to drive you nuts. The most compelling thing I saw over the weekend might have been Caitlin Clark's return, where they beat a team that was unbeaten.
How'd she do?
And she knocked down. Well, she was
she
phenomenal. Did she have 38 points?
32.
She's 32.
She had 32 points.
She scored 9 points in 38 seconds.
With
three pointers from like the logo. I mean, I'm telling
25
you.
25 in the first half.
Oh, that was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We've got your calls next, 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.